Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall.
Welcome back. Today we're going to talk about the benefits, or the use, at least, of meditation for ADHD, ADD.
Have you ever meditated? Have you ever done this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have?
Yeah. I can't imagine
you meditating because...
It's difficult.
You're a runner, not a meditator.
Right. Yeah. It is difficult, and that's one of the reasons why in the show notes, I kind of put that, you know... It's challenging. Of the different ones that we're going of the strategies we're going to talk about this week, this to me is the most challenging.
Challenging in the sense of hard to do, difficult
right,
to do.
Right.
Yeah. We poo-poo this whole meditate because we associate it with hippies and
for meditation
monks
yeah.
and you know Buddhist yeah. monks and things. But we talked about neurofeedback yesterday
right.
and forcing the brain waves mm-hmm. to move in a certain direction. Meditation is essentially the same thing.
Right.
But you do it
without the feedback.
Direct feedback,
mm-hmm.
without electrical mm-hmm. feedback. But you're essentially doing the same thing. Frequently, adults don't do this, nor do they impose it on children, because it is difficult to do this.
Mm-hmm.
When you ask a person to sit still for 5 minutes, you know, we do this with infant crying
mm-hmm.
during sleep.
Yeah.
And we say to the parents, time it before you pick the baby up. Because
mm-hmm.
a crying baby, if you time it with a timer, you discover very quickly that they're not crying nearly as long as you thought they were.
Right.
Okay. And it's the same with this. When you ask somebody to meditate for 3 or 4 or 5 minutes,
mm-hmm.
that's an eternally long time for somebody with ADHD.
Right.
Okay. So it is very, very difficult,
mm-hmm.
but don't give up on meditation
right.
yet. We'll talk about it, but don't give up on it yet. Many people have, and it's probably something you want to keep in your toolkit.
Right. And we're going to talk about some ways to make it easier.
Right.
But it is a challenging thing when you first think about it, because as you said,
right.
the way that we typically think about it is, you know, sitting, you know, cross-legged on the ground, you know,
saying,
with your right.
You know, and we see these funny commercials
right.
and so, that ridicule this.
Yeah.
They make fun of it. You know, they
yeah.
ridicule it, but they sort of make fun of it. It's a serious
yeah.
and very effective intervention.
It absolutely is. And what's interesting as well is that there's some research coming out,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially as it relates to anxiety and depression,
right.
that sometimes meditation is just as effective, if not more effective, than medication.
Right.
So meditation is a really powerful tool
mm-hmm.
if you're able to find the way to use it yourself. And so, yeah, as you said. And now, you may think that the consideration of the use of meditation with ADHD kind of goes against what we were talking about yesterday. Yesterday we were talking about you need to increase the stimulation in your brain
right.
for ADHD. Well, in meditation, the goal of meditation is relaxing, to calming. And so it sounds counterintuitive.
Well, and the when we talk about neurofeedback, we use the word engagement. When
mm-hmm.
when you're producing beta wave activity, which is the fastest of
mm-hmm.
the four waves, then you know that you're engaged.
Right.
That's what that faster beta wave, it means you are engaged in the process.
Mm-hmm.
You're either speaking or you're thinking or you're moving, but you're completely engaged in the process. With meditation targets another aspect of the attentional system, and that's sustained attention.
Right.
So beta gets you engaged. Meditation works on sustaining your attention
mm-hmm.
and achieving self-control.
Right.
Okay. So it actually targets a different part of the attentional system.
Right.
And that's why you use these things. So what's very important for a person with ADHD is, do you need to work on engagement
mm-hmm.
or do you need to work on sustained attention?
Right.
So one child may need sustained attention and another child may need engagement.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to keep all of these interventions
right.
Available so that you meet the need of a particular
mm-hmm.
patient.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so in this case, or in the sense, you may be a person who benefits from neurofeedback and from meditation.
And from meditation. Right. You may need to work on both. Right.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so meditation helps you calm, and especially as it relates to a particular type of meditation called mindfulness meditation. Because what mindfulness meditation does is it brings you to now. You know, it encourages you or helps guide you to attend to your body systems, your position in the universe, your position in the world right now. Right. And so it's wanting you to focus your attention on your immediate sensations.
Right. We hear this often in athletics about being in the zone.
Right.
And Michael Jordan used to do that. And pro football player, quarterbacks will talk about They will describe it as, it just seems like the entire game just slows down,
right,
and you're in complete control.
Well, I think that the perfect demonstration of this, of being in the zone, was the movie The Game with Kevin Costner. Did you see that movie?
No.
He was a professional baseball player in the movie. A professional baseball player pitching in the middle of a perfect game, pitching a perfect game. And it talked about and kind of presented the idea of, you know, everybody sat away from him on the bench. And I mean, the movie kind of went into some dramatic stuff from his past and all this kind of stuff, because it was also going to be his last game or something like that. But it kind of demonstrates, you know, you don't want to do anything to interrupt him from being in the zone,
right,
from being in that mindset of pitching the perfect game. But that is exactly what mindfulness-based meditation attempts to do, is not to help you pitch a perfect game, but to get you in the zone of where you are right now.
Right, to be in control of where you are right now.
Because ADHD is a problem of overthinking sometimes.
And distractibility, and you know, your mind is wandering, and you're moving in 100 different directions, and you're thinking about other things, and you just can't focus.
Right.
Or you try to focus on something, and you can't sustain your attention because you have all these other thoughts popping in.
Right.
So what meditation does is it forces you to get back to the present.
Right.
Focus on the present.
Right. Now, the challenge again with ADHD and meditation is the idea is that initial expectation that, okay, I have to sit and this is what people often think, I have to clear my mind.
Right.
Well, that's there's no way that that's going to happen.
I can't do that.
I can't either. And it's exceedingly difficult. However, there are other strategies for using meditation that are very effective, that don't require you to empty your mind or to sit and think about nothing. In the type that I often promote with my patients is the idea of guided meditations.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Guided meditations are, you know, there are oodles of apps out there for guided meditations, some of which you have to pay for, some of which are free. But guided meditations that, you know, you just pop in your earbuds and you listen to, sometimes it's nature sound, sometimes it's music. Oftentimes you can choose between the two or between different sounds that you prefer. Yeah. But you know, importantly, there is a guide there telling you what to do.
Right.
The reason that that is so helpful, especially for a person with ADHD, is that it doesn't require you to come up with what to do on your own. It doesn't require you to think about nothing, but instead it gives you something specific to focus on.
Do you know, have you heard Gregorian chants?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what those are.
Yeah. Yeah.
The chant is done at a pitch that triggers a certain brainwave.
Right.
I didn't know that until recently.
Yeah.
And if you've ever listened to, and that would be a guided, because you'd let that, the chant would get you. There are certain songs you can listen to. Pachelbel's Canon, some people will, and it'll get them right, very quickly will get them right into that zone.
Right.
Okay. What you're doing is you're just triggering one of these brain waves. You're getting on the thing that works for you.
Right.
So guided meditation is wonderful. It can be visual. It can be auditory. The other thing is walking meditation. For me, when I used to run, I think one of the things that used to happen, because you can walk or run without thinking about it,
mm-hmm.
okay, it doesn't require any
right.
cognitive. When I would run, I would think about things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are people who say when they run, they do math problems.
Yeah.
You're actually meditating.
Yeah.
I mean, when you can, and I used to force myself to mm-hmm. think about a particular issue when I was running. And I was focused on that issue for maybe 10 or 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the meditation was as important as the running.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it was physical, but it was also a time when I would meditate while running.
Right.
I didn't realize I was doing it, but mm-hmm. that's what was happening.
Yeah.
And you can do it while you're walking.
Yeah.
You know, you can just get into that zone.
Mm-hmm.
It may take music. It may mm-hmm. take noise of some type.
Right.
Yeah. But that's another way to make it a little bit easier, because you're right. It is exceedingly difficult.
Mm-hmm.
People say, well, clear your mind.
Yeah.
I have never, mm-hmm. because stuff keeps popping into it.
Right, right. Right.
And so for me, guided meditation yeah. or walking meditation is better.
Yeah, because I think that's what what turns a lot of people off is
right.
is the idea that, okay, I have to clear my mind.
This.
There's no way I can do it, so I'm not even going to try.
You ask a kid to clear it. They don't even know what you mean by
right,
clear your mind.
Yeah, there's right. no way.
Mm-hmm.
So using guided meditations, and there, again, there are loads of apps out there
mm-hmm.
that are really helpful for this,
right.
and some really good ones that you could check out. And I would strongly encourage you to try a bunch of them. You know,
right.
look for the one that fits best. They're all... To be honest, they're all a little bit awkward at first because you have
yeah.
some dude's voice in your ear saying, you know, relax and, you know, do this and do that. And it's like, okay, this is awkward. But you will find the one that
Fine.
Fits best for you.
That's right.
And so, and then stick with that one.
Right.
But it doesn't have to, the other key aspect is that it doesn't have to be for very long.
Mm-hmm.
People think 30 minutes. No, 5 minutes is fine.
Probably 5 minutes is sufficient.
5 minutes is fine. You do 5 minutes first thing in the morning.
Bless you.
5 minutes before bed. 5 minutes at lunch. Whenever you can squeeze 5 minutes
right.
of a meditation in is fantastic.
If you have somebody, child or adult, who has trouble sleeping,
mm-hmm.
this would be a good way to get them to delta.
Right.
If you have allergies, it's a good way to get you to beta.
That's right. Now.
Sorry, excuse me.
What would be fantastic is, you know, we have all of the state mandated tests coming up and all that kind of stuff. How awesome would it be right before a test for everybody just to calm
mm-hmm.
and just to sit,
getting
you know,
calm.
For 5 minutes and to try to, you know,
right.
meditate or just center yourself there for 5 minutes
right.
before you start taking the test
right.
just to relieve some anxiety and stress and focus,
mm-hmm.
improve your focus and
get the right brain
yeah.
wave. Get the right brain waves going.
But what do we know?
We know.
So, all right.
No, but it offers a second great alternative. So
yeah.
don't give up on meditation
right.
yet. Find an app that works for you.
Mm-hmm.
Find a song, a sight. You know, some people say, well, you have to picture the beach. That never worked for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it doesn't work for me. But I have found things,
mm-hmm.
mostly minor auditory,
mm-hmm.
you know, certain songs and things, Gregorian chants. And some
mm-hmm.
other songs that will get me right where I need to be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. So definitely check out some different ones, but you know, work with your, if you have a child with ADHD, work with your child.
Mm-hmm.
See what works for them.
Mm-hmm.
Find the app.
Yeah, it's kind
or
of
the,
fun.
You
know,
yeah.
Trying
yeah.
different things, and you know, there's none of this is very expensive.
Right,
you know?
Right. Yeah, you can get a lot of the apps for free,
right.
so. But, all right,
do
well,
it.
That is it for today, then.
Mm-hmm.
Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid. Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychRidge podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We would be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening. Have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning.